The company's recent third quarter report was very positive, its best since spinning off from DuPont a little over a year ago. It does have some saying Chemours perhaps has turned a corner. Do you feel that way?
You know, I do, Tom. If you think about it, you know, we started life in July of 2015, and, you know, we touted ourselves as a startup with a 200-year history, if you will, or a 200-year head start. And, you know, our start was a little bit rocky, and that's why we put in place something we called our five-point transformation plan, which is really how to transform the company from a good company to a great company. And from that standpoint, you know, what you saw in the last quarter results were really a reflection of us executing off of that transformation plan. You know, really, as I've said to many people, hitting on all cylinders of that transformation plan, whether it's, you know, the cost reductions we have, the growth delivery we had in our key products like Opteon, rebalancing of the portfolio, all that really is right on track of where we want to be with the end point for us being the end of 2017.
And I do want to hit on a couple of those products you mentioned. Opteon was one of them. The sales also for titanium dioxide is also strong in that third quarter. But I do want to focus on Opteon. It's a relatively new product, seems to be gaining traction quickly. I imagine this is precisely the type of product that you can put you on a positive trajectory going forward based on its initial interest and results.
Yeah, so Opteon is, as you said, it's a really, really interesting product in that, you know, our parent DuPont really invented this whole fluorochemical refrigerant category. And if you look back over the many, many years this was in play, it really replaced ammonia. And so that is sort of the legacy that we have inside of the R&D inside Chemours. So Opteon is the first refrigerant, if you will, that'll be used that has very low global warming potential. All refrigerants now have zero ozone depletion, but the problem with a lot of the refrigerants that are out there today is they have very high global warming potential. So Opteon is one of two products out in the marketplace that really have very, very low global warming potential, which is required in Europe now for every vehicle starting in 2017. So it's a huge market opportunity for us, and at the same time really helps the environment at the same time.
And that seems to be where things are going in terms of trying to find these products that have the same usefulness and efficiency with less of the you know, negative implications. I mean, and we see, as you say, it seems like in Europe it's already taken hold, and perhaps as some of these other efforts in climate change take shape, these type of products would be things that people are really interested in.
No, you're right. You know, either because, like in Europe, they're being regulated, mm-hmm. or what we found is we're seeing Opteon being picked up here in the U.S. with customers like Trane or Johnson Controls, where they're putting the product inside of their commercial air conditioning equipment because they're trying to market themselves as being greener companies. So it actually helps them in terms of how they're interfacing with their marketplace. So it can be driven by regulation, which we'll see over the next 5 to 7 years. You'll see that across the world as the world is trying to drive to better and cleaner types of chemicals. Or it could be driven by, you know, market preference, consumer preference, where people are looking for better environmental products, better performing environmental products.
I wanted to also ask you a little bit more about another piece of that five-point transformation plan, specifically the reducing expenses piece of it. And in the third quarter, I think it was $60 million you realized in reduced expenses. Has that particular piece of the plan, the expense reduction, gone better than expected at this point?
I'd say it's right on track.
Okay.
You know, when we came out with the plan, what we said is we were going to reduce our costs by $350 million from the end point of 2015 through the end of 2017. And then, you know, in our first 6 months, we took out $100 million. This year, we'll take out almost $200 million, with the remainder going next year. So you know, from that standpoint, you know, we're right on track to be able to deliver that. And so, yes, there was $60 million in the quarter, but that was all planned. And these cost reductions are, you know, we put them into three categories. You know, the initial piece of that was people-related, which is very difficult to do.
Mm.
The second piece has been more facilities-related in terms of, you know, how do you consolidate offices and labs and plant sites. And then the third piece of this has been around procurement. And, you know, what we found is that we can buy smarter. You know, we're not a tiny company, but we're a lot smaller than the company we came from.
Sure.
You know, we're a $6 billion revenue company. But that's still big enough to have a really good purchasing power. But what we've realized is, as a simpler company, which is one of our values, you know, we don't need as much as perhaps we did in the past. So all three of those components, almost a third, a third, a third, are contributing to the $350 million. So right on track for where we want to be by the end of 2017.
And you mentioned that end of 2017 piece of it. As that approaches now and you say you're on track, are you approaching the point where you start looking to pivot from that transformation plan to what's next for Chemours going forward?
Yeah, it's a great question, Tom, because from that standpoint, you know, this is where you want to, we absolutely want to pivot to growth, and that's something that we're already starting to plan on. But at the same time, I'm trying to keep a very diligent focus on delivering what we promised in our transformation plan that we will do by the end of 17. But, you know, our investors already are asking, listen, as you are successful in your transformation, what's next? And that's the work we're doing now because, you know, we really want to be a significant chemical company, chemistry company, if you will, in the world. We have the world's leading position in TiO2, the largest position in TiO2. We have the world's largest position and most profitable fluoroproducts business. We have the largest sodium cyanide business, which goes to gold mining. So we have three very, very great pillars to build off of. So we are really thinking about what are the areas for us to grow into even beyond that. So you're exactly right. We're starting that work because you have to have a head start before you really are able to implement that. But in the meantime, we have not been shy at investing in these businesses. You know, we just finished our largest investment in our TiO2 production with our new plant down in Altamira, Mexico. We announced and are in the midst of building our new Opteon facility, where we will come on board in 2018 with three times the capacity that's being built in Corpus Christi, Texas. So we are not shy about where we're putting our investments in these businesses as we're going forward, but we think we will pivot to even higher growth as we come out of 17.
I do have to ask, is there much of a concern with Chemours' possible exposure in the ongoing DuPont C8 litigation in terms of knocking you off track or maybe delaying your ability to make that pivot to looking forward?
You know, that's something that we have always had in our thought process. You know, as I had mentioned to many in the past, you know, as we exited DuPont and really became our own company, we came with some issues that we had to deal with. We had high debt. We have some environmental liabilities. We have some legal liabilities. But we came with some tremendous assets as well. We have a fantastic workforce that is experienced, is knowledgeable, and has high energy. As I mentioned, we have three businesses that are number one in the world. So, you know, we really start with some really good strengths. So we've been working, playing off of our strengths as the investments I talked to you about, and at the same time trying to minimize the downside. And, you know, we've reduced our net debt by $1 billion. So the debt piece of that is getting handled. And as we get stronger and stronger and stronger, and our balance sheet now is very strong, you know, you can withstand some of the issues that the litigation might propose to itself in the future. So this is all part of our transformation plan. Being a stronger company allows you to deal with some setbacks when they do happen.
So you've kind of baked that into the plan going forward, the possibility of that being a force that's puts pressure on you.
Yeah, it's part of who we are, you know, and it's part of what we inherited from the very beginning. So yes.